Let's go! KZIA FM and HD1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Iowa City.
My friends are famous.
My friends are famous, yeah.
My friends are famous.
Spending the afternoon with your new BFFs. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
My friends are famous.
On Z102.9.
It's time to be honest with each other, okay? No lying here. Well, I wish I had a lie detector test.
Yeah.
You think the police station has one?
They would give to us? No.
Do we have their number?
911.
I thought that they had like a different phone number.
Oh, well,
I
mean, yeah,
I feel
they probably
like that's for
do.
Emergencies, but this is like a non-emergency.
Okay.
Like, you just want to know.
Well, then we don't need it. It's fine. You're never going to know if I'm lying anyways.
I want to know if you are lying to me right now, because I gave you a New Year's resolution, Taylor. I want you to read a book. It's because I want you to be a little bit better in life. I just want you to pick it up. Read a chapter or two.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, go crazy. Read the whole damn thing.
Yeah, that's...
It's how you
not,
doing?
Not good.
How you doing?
I touched it in my work bag the other day. And I touched it and I looked at it. And I was like, wow, I remember that.
Okay, we had
one time that Destiny asked if I would read a book. And I looked at it. And I just like stared at it and I was like, well, I could, like, maybe I should. And then I was like, I would rather watch something on TV. So it still hasn't made it. It's been in my work bag.
So is it right now in your work bag?
Uh-huh. It is.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't even pull it out. I haven't even taken it out of the bag because I really don't want to do it.
So you still haven't read a single page of it?
No, I believe it was last week that you were like, oh, somebody messaged us and said that you should read a page on the radio every day. And I think I read the words part one out loud and that was it. So if we want to count that, I read two words.
You're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great.
Yeah, honestly, at this point, I'm going to be really impressed if I ever even like pull it out of my bag. Because
we had a snow day yesterday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't think to pick it up then?
No, I grabbed my laptop out of my bag, I didn't even think about the book.
Okay, there's more snow coming, 4 to 8 inches possible.
Yeah.
What are you thinking then? You're going to pick it up the book then?
I mean, I kind of started a new season of Married at First Sight, so like, how am I supposed to compete with
that? Is
that
on Netflix?
Hulu.
I'm a hack your Hulu account.
Good luck.
I'm gonna kick you out.
Yeah,
you're just making me so mad about your New Year's resolution. You're not even trying.
Yeah, because
I've actually been trying over here.
I don't want
to put me
do
on
it.
A lie detector test. City of Cedar Rapids Police Department. I will pass this. Flying colors.
I don't want to do it. So okay, talk about yours now because I'm a failure, I guess. And I'm fine with it.
I'm attempting the New Year's resolution that you gave me, which you wanted me to be. Originally, it was be on time to one thing a week. 15 minutes early.
Mm-hmm. Like,
so if I had to be there at 10, she wants me there at 9:45. 15
yes.
minutes early. Okay, but then I aced it right away. And so now you're like, okay, everything 15 minutes early. That's been harder. Harder than I thought. Okay, I've had...
Yeah. She runs late to everything.
I really do. I had 2 chiropractor appointments last week. One, I was 8 minutes late. The other, I was 12 minutes late.
Mm.
And you know what's embarrassing? Is they listen to the station there.
Oh, so they knew.
They know my New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh.
And they're like, oh, she's late
today.
For her appointment.
Mm. Failed today.
Yep. And I was on time to the one on Monday. I was on time to my appointment then. But not 15 minutes. I was only 5 minutes early. So
okay.
I didn't pass with flying colors.
Okay.
I was 15 minutes early to work.
Oh, really? Okay.
We'll see about that tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the effort's there. Is it something that you're thinking about when you're like leaving for the day? Like, oh, am I going to make it 15 minutes early?
I tell myself 30 minutes knowing that I'm going to be like 15, 20 minutes late. So hopefully I'm 15 minutes still. You know what I mean? Like girl math. I'm trying to girl math it there.
Right.
Here's the thing. I got a date on Sunday and they know about this New Year's resolution. They're holding me to it.
Oh, I didn't even consider dates
because yeah,
normally
does that count?
Well yeah I can't change it now. I said 15 minutes early to everything,
so I have to sit at the coffee shop for 15 minutes while I wait for them.
Yeah, 100%. And then everybody around you is going to be looking at you like, oh, she's getting ghosted.
Destiny and Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Those girls in the afternoon. on Z102.9.
Well, New Year's resolutions aren't really my thing, but we are doing our best around here, setting them for each other. And, you know, checking in with everybody else, too, because they are harder than they seem,
they
I
really
would
are.
Say. So we asked you out there, Tim, on the text line, I relate so heavy. He said, I did not make any, therefore I completed every one. Success.
Way to go, Tim.
Tim, you are my hero, truly, because that's normally the vibe I have for New Year's, but not this year around. So we did get an accountability buddy, though.
Yes. We talked to Ben, was it a week ago?
Yeah, last week.
Last week, and he told us about his New Year's resolution, which was, isn't it something like he basically can't, like, start like an old TV show again? He can't rewatch.
No rewatching. Sounds like he's probably got those comfort shows when you're like, I don't have anything to watch, you just go back and rewatch something. So he said none of that. No TV shows, no movies, only new things. So Ben, how's it going for you now?
Oh, I am crushing it.
Wait, really?
Yes. It was actually really hard because I found that when I'm starting a new season, I tend to rewatch the finale of the season prior.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to avoid doing that. And it's kind of been giving me more surprises, which is more enjoyable.
Okay. Any honorable mentions for new series?
New series? No, but I did watch a new movie, Coda.
That's such a good movie.
Which won a bunch of awards. Yes. I watched that one.
Are you going to continue the New Year's resolution, or how are you feeling about it so far?
Yes, I'm going to continue it at least through January. I think there are some shows coming out at the end of January, February, that I want to rewatch the first season to refresh my memory. But at least through January, I'm going to keep this going.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know, as you're at home, maybe snowed in or having yourself a snow day, it's easy to let your mind race.
Mm-hmm.
Start thinking about all the things that are going wrong in your life.
That's what I did yesterday.
Well, you're not the only one, because somebody reached out to us, those girls at KZIA.com, with an email about something that they needed help with, which is something that you can do too. If something's bothering you, or you're like, I don't really know how to handle this, email us for Dear Destiny.
I'll give you some advice.
Exactly. So are you ready for today's issue?
Absolutely.
Let's hear it.
Dear Destiny, I've been with my girlfriend for 3 years, but I recently forgot our 3-year anniversary. She's so mad at me that she's been ignoring me for the past week. I apologize, but I'm now getting annoyed because we will have plenty more anniversaries. What do I do?
Oh!
I mean, that is step one to getting into the doghouse.
Yep. I wonder if he's sleeping on the couch right now.
Oh, if they live together, he's gotta
100%,
be.
Right?
Gotta be.
Ah, that's a good question. I mean, she's already upset about that. I really feel like you can't get over that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way you can get over that hump. So I feel like you need another hump.
Like a camel?
Fire a camel.
What do you mean another hump?
No, what I'm
it is hump day.
Hump day. No, what I'm thinking is you got to come up with another hump. Like, you got to, like, make her mad about something else so that she forgets about the anniversary. You got to mess up somewhere else.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Again, if you live with each other, maybe you accidentally spill her favorite expensive, like, foundation on the floor or something.
Oh.
Like, do something to tick her off even more.
So it's got to be worse. Because forgetting the anniversary is pretty bad. What is worse than that?
Find something that is worse than that so that you have another hump. And then she's forgot about the first hump. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Then she'll forget about the anniversary, and then you're good, and you don't have to get her a gift or anything.
And you just got to get over hump number two.
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Some people say you should pay professionals for help, but not around here.
Mm-mm.
All you have to do is email.
It's free advice, baby.
Emphasis
free
99. On free. You just have to email us, thosegirls@kzia.com, for Dear Destiny, and she will help.
I got killer advice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So today, I opened an email from a guy who basically told us that he forgot his 3-year anniversary with his girlfriend. She is so upset. He apologized. And now she's like ignoring him still. So he's kind of like, get over it. I apologize. What else do you want me to do? So Destiny, you told him.
Dude, I don't know if she's going to get over it. So I think what you need to do is kind of distract her and do something worse.
Okay.
Like, find something else to make her mad about, so then she's going to forget about the anniversary.
Well,
and then also you don't have to get her a gift. You know what I mean? Save some money. Live better, Walmart.
Okay. Sure. Trudy, what do you think he should do?
I would suggest him stop apologizing. Own that he forgot it. Take her out to a nice dinner or get her a nice piece of jewelry and just, I'm sorry, I messed up. But I'll make it up to you.
Now, if this was you in that position, would that make you get over it?
It would. If he apologized once and then proved that he was apologetic and he meant it, yes.
Okay, so make it up with dinner or gifts that maybe you should have gotten for the anniversary. Looking at the Z102.9 Facebook page, this has got people going.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and you can go sound off if you'd like. Gwen said it sounds like maybe if she's this upset, there could be something deeper going on. So you should try talking to her, ask her why she's upset and why this makes her so upset. But the trick is to remain as calm as possible. So don't come in guns a-blazing. Just try to have a calm conversation.
Okay.
And Lori said if she's that upset, maybe it's not the right relationship. But if she is really worth it, you should ask her for a full list of dates that are important to her and add them to your calendar for future reference. Lori said that her guy is not good with anniversaries. So she doesn't.
Did she do that?
Sounds like it. She doesn't expect him to magically start remembering. So what they must have done is had a conversation like, okay, my birthday is really important. Anniversaries are really important. And talked it through so he could add it to his calendar.
The day I started my favorite job is really important. I don't know, maybe, something like that.
Maybe that's how it is for you, but okay. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Well, 6345 texted in as well with some advice for Dear Destiny, and they said, I think he should treat her to a yes day.
Which is what? You just say yes all day?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Can we go to Target? Yes, baby. Can we go to Chick-fil-A? Yes, baby. Can we go to Home Goods? Yes, baby. Can we go to Ulta? Yes, baby.
Think that's genius, and I want my boyfriend to forget our anniversary so I can have a yes day.
You're just going to get mad about something tonight and then request a yes day, aren't you?
Is that so wrong?
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
I learned something new today during Dear Destiny, and that is the concept of a yes day.
And now it's going to be your new favorite thing, is it not?
Right. Because we were talking about in Dear Destiny, this guy who forgot him and his girlfriend's anniversary, and somebody suggested to make it up to her to give her a yes day.
Which means all day long, he just says, yes, baby. Yes, baby.
Mm-hmm. You can't say anything else.
Can't say no. So if she wants to go somewhere, yes.
You must say yes. So now our wheels have been turning like, okay, on an ideal yes day, what would you be asking? Megan, what would you ask for?
Going to the local animal shelter because they just posted this Great Dane who looks exactly like the current one I have, and she just needs her identical twin sister.
Aww. Yes. Because they can't say no.
Yeah. Nope.
Right. Well, he already shot it down. So if I do it on a yes day, he doesn't have a choice.
Dude, you've got to do something to make him, like, you've got to be mad at him. You got to do something. You need a yes day.
Done.
I think if you have a fur baby on your list, mm-hmm. a yes day is the time to ask.
Yes.
Obviously. I'm dreaming of a yes day now, so I'm just like thinking of all the things that I would ask for. Number one.
I will purposely sabotage something to make this happen for you.
Seriously. I don't know what needs to happen. That's still in the brainstorming phase. But
I'll figure it out.
I would wake up in the morning and first thing I would ask is, will you go get me coffee and bring it to me?
Ooh, okay.
Because normally we go together. I don't really like
you
to do that.
You want to keep sleeping.
I'd like to just continue laying in bed and TikToking. Number two, I would ask, can we go to Target and walk through the entire store looking for nothing specific? Because I want to go and I just want to walk through the entire store. I would also ask if I could drive his car. My car sucks. His car is way more fun to drive. So I would ask to drive it.
And they hate us driving their cars.
Yes. then
And we're not going to move the seat back.
definitely not. I'm going to move it way too close to the steering wheel for you, and I'm going to leave it like that. Then I would also ask if he would make me dinner and also do the dishes. Normally we split those duties. I would watch if we can watch a true crime documentary that I want to watch on Netflix. I would then, this is where I get a little crazy, I'd ask if I could be a stay-at-home cat mom for the rest of my life.
Yes!
It's my dream. And obviously I would be like, can we book a vacation?
Okay. These
no
are
choice.
I got goosebumps. I kind of want this day too.
I know. This is like the most magical day ever. I don't know how to make it happen.
You would have thought when I go over my list that I have thought this through beforehand, but I didn't really think about it much. I just,
oh no.
I gave myself like 20 seconds to think about it, and my mind went off.
I know you're over there like, ooh, ah, ooh.
I got arrows pointing to everything.
Okay, let's
hear
it.
So we're going to start the day off. I'm laying in bed, and you make breakfast for me.
Okay.
And you bring it to me in bed. Here's the thing, though. Don't make me coffee. Let Starbucks make the coffee. And so, but you can make the breakfast.
Okay, love it.
So it's Starbucks and breakfast, and you bring it to me in bed. Then you leave me alone for a solid hour. Don't talk to me.
Oh.
Leave me alone.
Okay.
I need to wake up and not be bothered. And then from there, we're going to get dressed. I'm going to look cute and you're going to look cute and we're going to look adorable together. We're going to matchy couple kind of outfits.
Okay.
Okay. Then we're going to go to Target, TJ Maxx, Home Goods, Ulta. And I know you hate Ulta. I'm assuming. I don't have a guy yet. So, but I'm assuming you hate Ulta.
I mean, those are the holy grails of the things that men hate.
And then after, we're going to play tennis.
I hope it's summertime.
Well, yeah, if it's now, right now.
Now's not the time.
Now's not the time. And then we're going to get pasta from somewhere. I don't know where we're getting pasta from, but I want pasta.
What are we talking, like the OG?
Like Olive Garden? Uh-huh. I did write Olive Garden.
Great.
Yes, I did. I did write it. Olive Garden. Then we're going to come home and I want you to do my nails. You're going to suck at it, but it's bonding.
Wow, that's a great idea.
I want you to do my nails. I want you to do my toes and I want you to do my fingers and they're going to suck and that's okay, but it's bonding and I love you.
This is getting weirdly sentimental really quickly. Okay.
I love how I said I love you and I don't. I don't have anybody in my life.
He doesn't exist. We don't even know who he is.
There's nobody there.
Okay. Anything else?
Who am I talking to? Okay. And then after you do my nails, we're going to watch Legally Blonde because that's my favorite movie.
Okay.
And then we're going to put an air mattress out on the floor and we're going to watch Legally Blonde on the air mattress with a ton of junk food.
Okay.
Like gummies, popcorn, junk food. And then we're going to end the night with one of my favorite things in the entire world, game night. Ugh!
Like Uno?
Yes. Sorry, I don't care.
Wow. All that energy and no man to do it with.
Here we go. Z102.9. Those girls in the afternoon.
Dude, this is how brutal it is out there, you know, with the snow and stuff. Because we're about to get even more here in... She's not looking forward to it. Here in a couple hours, we're going to get even more. And I'm still, you know, trying to get over the last snowstorm that we just had like a day ago. And there is still snow all over my car.
Oh, yeah.
And I woke up this morning, and I don't know if there was like... it. Turned into ice last night or what happened, but I had to use my scraper because there was a lot of ice on my car this morning.
The worst.
So I was going to town because it was chunky ice to the point that my scraper is, well, it's no longer a scraper. It broke in multiple different pieces.
Wow.
Like it just is broken.
Is it one that you've had for a long time?
You know, it was my dad's and I stole it from him. So I've had it for a while, but this thing is... it's pretty sturdy.
They should be built for those jobs, you would think.
I was just breaking it left and right on this ice. So I'm kind of wondering, was the ice the problem or is it me?
Well, that's kind of, I didn't want to be the one to say it.
I'm kind of wondering if it is me because have you ever had those moments where you're like, I was today years old when I realized something?
Yes.
I'm kind of wondering, do I not know how to use a scraper? I'm being serious right now. Do I not know how to use one? Maybe the reason I broke it was because I wasn't using a scraper properly. And the only reason I think maybe I don't know how to use a scraper is because a couple years ago when I started this job here at Z102.9, my boss at the time was Carol. And she had me cutting up banner. We got banner that says Z102.9 on it. And she was having me use scissors because that's how you cut up the banner and stuff. I was in my 20s at that time. And I realized I was using scissors wrong.
What?
Yeah. I'm not joking. So...
with your toes or I don't understand.
Right, so there's a pair of scissors right here and you know how you've got the big hole and you got the little hole, right?
Yeah.
And
most of your fingers go in the big hole
and then you put your thumb in the other one.
Yeah.
I had never in my life you put my thumb in that little hole.
What did
I always just like used my hands like this and I was cutting like this. No joke, never used my Why are you looking at me like
that? Did you fail all of your art classes growing up? There's no way that works. She's got like her ring finger and her middle finger in the big hole and her pointer finger in the little. How? There's no control.
It worked.
I don't buy that for a second.
I was cutting. I could use them. So I'm starting wondering.
And you learned that when you were in high school or you were 20 when you learned you were doing.
I had just graduated college when I got this job here.
When you realized you were using
scissors
wrong.
When I got told
wrong.
By Carol that I was using scissors incorrectly my entire life and nobody thought to tell me that.
So now you're thinking
that maybe I'm using a scraper wrong and that's why I busted it this morning.
I mean, after hearing that, I feel like you might want somebody to evaluate your performance.
So I watch a YouTube video, Scrapers for Dummy.
It wouldn't hurt. Maybe it wouldn't hurt for you to try that.
Don't look at my YouTube history.
Yeah, now I'm really curious what that is.
Yeah, Philly, real good. Z102.9's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Go!
So I just told you, Taylor, that I broke my scraper today. Like, it is to pieces. And I'm kind of wondering that maybe it's broken because maybe I don't know how to use a scraper.
And you've never realized it until now?
Till just now. And I think that because just 8 years ago, I realized I was using scissors wrong in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was embarrassing. I was told by my boss at the time that I was using scissors wrong. So, I mean, has anything ever like that happened to you where you're like, I can't believe I've gone my entire life thinking that this is how you do something and that's not how you do it?
Yeah, not recently, but back in high school before like prom or homecoming, I would go in a tanning bed like once or twice before the big event. And, you know, nobody teaches you how to use a tanning bed.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how to.
You would think it's pretty like self-explanatory. Nobody comes in there with you because it's weird.
Are you naked?
Pretty much.
Okay. Again, I've never used one, so I don't know.
Well, but I, after, you know, 4 years of high school doing it a couple times, I found out that you're supposed to shut the lid.
Okay, that one I didn't know.
My mom, when she found out that I had just been laying there
with it open,
wind in my hair, I'm so serious.
So were you even tanning the front side of you? Because doesn't it have lights?
You know, it was crazy the change it made when I finally started shutting the lid.
I can only imagine how you looked in high school. The back half was tan, front half not so much.
Not quite as bronze. Yeah, that was super embarrassing. I went that many years in my life thinking people just laid there with the lid wide open.
Okay, I don't feel so bad anymore. About
I would
the
know better now.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Everybody's got the one friend that no matter where you're at, they're like, hey, you guys want to talk about aliens?
Am I that friend?
I am also that friend.
Okay,
so
great.
Can we have that moment aliens?
I would always love to talk about aliens.
There's some exciting news that I want to share with you. And that is that we, the human beings, have beamed out our first ever travel ad for aliens.
Really?
Yeah, so you know what, like, I don't know, those like things you get in the mail that's like, visit Des Moines or whatever.
Oh, I see advertisement all the time on the TV for Wisconsin. They always want me to go to Wisconsin for some reason.
We did that for the aliens.
Shut up.
The place we suggested them to go, you ask? Lexington, Kentucky.
What?
Okay, so I got to tell you what's really happening.
Why not Area 51?
That's too predictable.
Okay.
We would expect that. No, Lexington's tourism board is actually the one who's behind this. And here's what they have to say about beaming to the aliens.
This is the first time that we as a species have ever sent out a travel ad inviting aliens to come visit.
We're targeting the TRAPPIST-1 system because we might actually get an answer in somebody's lifetime if there's somebody there watching. But the reason scientists have been interested in it lately is because of the large number of planets that it has and what it's considered to be the habitable zone.
I think saying, hey, we're nice and friendly people, we have horses and bourbon and dopamine, don't eat us.
Don't eat us. I like that. So
we have bourbon.
We have bourbon.
Enough said.
That's something that Lexington is known for. So what they sent to them, the aliens, was a rough image of a human and two images of horses, because Lexington is the capital, yeah, the horse capital of the world. And you heard the guy mention TRAPPIST-1, which is a solar system, a bunch of planets. And they sent it to that one because that's where we think there's a lot of planets that could sustain life. Mm. However, here's the downside to this. It's about 40 light years away.
Wow.
So if there is any aliens out there, because we're not for sure, they're not going to get this message until 2063. And then if they respond,
I'll still be alive by then.
We're not going to hear back until 2103.
Oh.
So, like, maybe somebody's grandkids are gonna get the message back. But I still think it's pretty cool.
Why didn't we do this ahead of time then, so I could have been a part of it?
I'm surprised this is the first time we've ever sent them an invitation like, hey, we're really nice. If you're nice, come visit us. But also, like, Lexington, Kentucky, eh.
Boring.
Yeah, why not?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay. Do you have any idea?
Like, I have numerous things we could have said.
I need to call up a scientist friend, because whatever you're about to say, we need to beam to TRAPPIST-1.
I got a million things I'm just thinking of. Okay. How much time I got? Hello, aliens.
Hi, aliens.
We come in peace. Wait, would that be rude?
I feel like they're probably like over that message.
Okay, they've heard it a thousand times. Okay, well, hello there, aliens. We got a new pickleball area. But by the time you get here, it's probably not new anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely
vintage. But it's cool. If you don't know what pickleball is, come check it out. We got a big grove. Big Grove's looking popping. Come check that out.
Yes.
Parking's great.
Beer's awesome. Have you ever had beer before?
Screw bourbon. Have you had beer? Yeah,
let's talk about the beer.
Let's check out Mount Trashmore, but beware, it does smell like trash sometimes, okay? I'm just going to let you know.
They might think it smells good. You don't know.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I guess I don't know if they can smell.
Can you smell aliens?
Serious question, can you? Because that's my next thing is, come check us out on Crunchberry Day.
You'll love it.
Make sure you land your plane or spacecraft the day that we're having Crunchberries made. So just make sure you plan that accordingly. And then the other thing is, we'll let you take a gift home, because I think it will go really great with your spaceship, to be honest with you. We got the Five Seasons tree.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody always says it looks like a toilet bowl brush.
It would look pretty cool mounted on top of a spaceship, though.
Would it not?
Aliens.
It's metal. It would look so cool.
I'm just saying.
I just imagine, because you've seen, like, in those movies that they can, like, suck things up in their spaceship.
Yes, with a beam.
Like, pew, pew, pew. Like, I imagine them sucking it up. It's their welcome gift.
I'm just saying.
You can have it. Aliens. It's cool, but you can have it.
If anybody wants you to come hang out, it's definitely us.
Those girls in the afternoon, and we've got a beer for you.
We come in peace.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.